Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. I'm here with a crew from CABS, the Kosciuszko Area Bus Service. Kristen, you've got some new things coming up. Tell us a little bit about everything.
Awesome. Yes, thanks for having us. We have rolling out September 8th, our new deviated fixed route. We're really excited to introduce it to the community. It's similar to what you think of a fixed route in a big city, where we'll have designated stops bus looping around those stops every hour. The different portion from a bigger city fixed bus system is our deviation. So we will be able to offer once per hour a deviation. So if someone is unable to get to a fixed stop, they can call in and schedule a deviation. So up to a quarter mile from that bus route, our bus can deviate once per hour to pick individuals up at the curb. So that's a really cool opportunity for individuals who maybe have mobility challenges or can't get to one of the fixed locations. Another really cool opportunity with this route is that our buses are equipped with bike racks. So individuals ride a bike to a bus stop, jump on. Individuals will be responsible for loading and unloading their bikes, but our drivers will be more than happy to instruct and, you know, verbally help them with that if needed.
And what hours does do your buses run?
Yeah, the deviated route will run Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our on-demand services will continue. They're not going away. That's something we've heard a lot, and they're going to stick around. And those operate 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Great. And Jean and Tony, do you have anything you'd like to add to this?
I think she's covered it pretty well.
Great. So, you know, the history, can you tell us a little bit about the history of CABS, where it got started? So I don't want to assume everybody knows who you are, what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. CABS is owned by the Kosciuszko County Commissioners and operated by Cardinal Services through a pass-through agreement. Mm-hmm. It was established in 1981. And we provide transportation within Kosciuszko County. We're public transit. So there's a misconception in the community still that Cardinal Services, that we only operate for Cardinal. And we do not. We will transport anybody in the public for any reason. So they have a doctor's appointment, they need to go to the grocery store, maybe they want to meet a friend for coffee, whatever it is that they'd like. Our on-demand portion are rides that are all scheduled through our dispatch. So that's where someone will call up, schedule a ride, and we go out, pick them up at their door, take them to wherever they'd like to go.
Now, how big a radius around Warsaw do you cover?
Anywhere in Kosciuszko County.
Anywhere in Kosciuszko. We're one of the biggest counties in the state. That's a big territory.
It can be a challenge at times. We are definitely hoping this new deviated route will help with that as we can pick up ridership within the Warsaw-Winona Lake area.
Right.
Hopefully that will free up some of our on-demand services to better serve the further areas like Syracuse and, you know, Mentone. It can be harder to get to some of those areas.
Sure. Wow, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So how do people get in touch with you if they want them? Need a ride, they want to find out more about the program.
Absolutely.
How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can call dispatch at 574-267-4990, or they can visit us on Facebook or our website, which is cabsbus.com.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for providing this wonderful service to our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. Hey, this episode of Biz Buzz. What are you doing today? You seem to be pretty busy, Lauren. What are you up to?
Oh, I am busy. I have stuff every hour on the hour, starting at 9 a.m. through 2 p.m.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Now, you just had your one-year anniversary. Tell us what your first year of marriage was like.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it flew by. We had a lot going on. It was very busy. It feels like it hasn't been a year, but then at the same time, it feels like it's been forever.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Clovis is a wonderful man. So thank you for joining for this episode of Biz Buzz.
You're welcome.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz, and today I'm on 15 North in Warsaw at beautiful Anderson Greenhouse with LaStacia Anderson. Welcome, LaStacia.
Good morning. Welcome.
This is an exciting time of year. You're getting ready to transfer from summer into fall. So tell us what's going on here at Anderson Greenhouse.
Okay, so we're getting in a nice selection of mums and gourds and hay bales and all the things that make a fall a festive time. So
LaStacia, I see some beautiful flowers here and gourds and pumpkins and everything. Now, for the people that maybe aren't artsy craftsy, you have a porch pot program, is that right?
Yes, we offer a porch pot program. We go and pick up your pot from your house, bring it back here. We put the season that it is we're in. We fill it up with, like if it's fall, we put mums and gourds, grasses, cabbages in there. And then we drop it back off at your house. So when we do that with every season. So
I don't have to do that myself.
No,
talk to you guys. And you can come do that for me.
That's right.
That's awesome. Now, what radius do you serve? Do you serve all of Warsaw, Kosciuszko County? How big an area do you serve?
Okay, so yes, we do Warsaw, Kosciuszko County. I have some in North Webster.
Oh, wow.
It's just a little bit more money, just the delivery.
Well, sure.
But yes, we offer services to whoever wants to pay.
Well, and so you do that year-round?
Year-round, yes.
Oh, great. So tell us, people, where you're located, just in case they've been under a rock, they don't know where Anderson Greenhouse, because you've been here. When was this first founded?
Okay, so 1927 was the first Anderson that owned it.
Right.
And then he had it for many years, and then his granddaughters took it over.
Uh-huh.
And then Todd and I bought it about 15 years ago, and we have been running it ever since. And we're at 1812 North Detroit Street here in Warsaw, Indiana.
Sure. I'm sure everybody knows where you're at. But yeah, coming out to Anderson, and thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and thanks for joining us today on this episode of Biz Buzz.
My pleasure.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, there are a million reasons to share love. My buddy Caleb is one of them. This is his story.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I was born with brittle bone disease. I have broken my bones almost 200 times, and I have had 11 surgeries, but I didn't let that stop me.
There are a million reasons to share love, but you only need one. To learn how you can share love, visit loveshriners.org.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit wesaysaveit.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, we're with Jason Rich and Kira Churchill, and we're going to talk everything kettleheads. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Sure. I can't believe it's that time of year already. It seems like we just had this wonderful event. So tell us all about this year's event and what you have planned.
Sure. This year, this is our 14th Homebrew Fest. Basically, it's all of us brewers in town, which are your neighbors. I mean, we're from all walks of life. We all have the same love, and that is to brew. And we brew in our houses, our barns, our garages. Some of us make just beer. We make cider, mead. Mead is wine made from honey. We make that. We showcase it all at the Homebrew Fest.
Yeah, and you said this is your 14th year. That's awesome. And what, there's a tie-in here with Combined Community Services. Tell us about that too.
Yeah, so one of the great things about this event is that these home brewers not only get to do what they love, but they also get to give back to the community. So all of the proceeds from this event go back to Combined Community Services and all the programs that we get to do on a daily basis.
If you could tell us about some of those programs, let's not take it for granted that all of our listeners know exactly what Combined Community Services does. So if you could tell us just a little bit about your guys, your mission and what you guys do on a daily basis.
Yeah, of course. So our mission is neighbors helping neighbors. And we want to help those that are in need, that are most in need. So we have our emergency assistance programs, our food pantry, which we're probably most known for.
Sure.
Currently, we're providing food for over 800 families a month.
800, wow.
Just in the past day, we served 146 families in one day. That's 20 families per hour that we get to see walk through our doors in need of just basic food. And we also offer our utility assistance, help keeping heat and air on for our families. And then our self-sufficiency programs, we're walking families from a lot of times crisis to stability. And many of these cases, they can be with us for a couple months or they can be with us for 5 or 6 years so they can complete their bachelor's degree.
You guys are such a blessing to our community. I can't imagine how many families you've helped and how huge an impact you've had on our community over the years. And Jason, so tell us about when the event is, where the event is. Maybe I love some of the names you guys come up with for some of your brews and your ales and things. And so can you tell us about this, like specifics about this, and maybe throw out a few of the drinks that you might have available?
Sure. Yeah, one of the we'll get to the drinks here in a minute. The event is downtown. It's on Buffalo Street, September 13th. It's from 5 to 9 o'clock. We've got a big tent. We close the road off. There are pre-sale tickets. You can get those at ccsgives.com. And you can, they're $30 in advance, $35 at the door the day of the event. And you get in, you get a tasting glass, and you can try all you want. Right now, we are up to about 40 different things to try.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
Oh, my.
Which is a lot. One of our brewers, it's fun naming them. I am not clever at all at naming. One of our brewers he's bringing 8 things, and they are all Happy Gilmore themed. So there's a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's one of my favorite things is just going around and seeing the creative names. And so, well, thank you so much for doing this for our community. And if you're out there listening, please come on down, sample some great brews, and also help Combined Community Services. Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.